A relieved Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker spoke last night and suggested that it was the good and decent people's vote that kept him in the Wisconsin State House.
When there have been leaders of courage, what has sustained them is there were good and decent people who stood with them shoulder to shoulder and arm to arm. That's what you have done for Wisconsin and for America.
The good and decent vote? Well, of course, good and decent people were on both sides of this bitterly fought contest that began more than a year and a half ago. But what do folks with a stake in the outcome, folks besides the candidates in Wisconsin, think about what happened yesterday? Joining us this morning is Amy Kramer, chairman of the Tea Party Express. Amy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what do you do now? Is this about Scott Walker's personality, a sense of fatigue? We've heard that this morning, that people were just sort of sick of messing around with the system and they want to go back to their lives. Or is there a clear sort of takeaway for the Tea Party Express?
Well, I think there's a clear takeaway for all of the conservatives across the country, and that's that they want conservatives, fiscal conservatives, that are willing to take the bold necessary steps to rein in out-of-control spending and live within our means. And that's really what this comes down to, and everybody has to give a little bit. I mean, what Governor Walker and the Lieutenant Governor have done is what's best for all citizens across the state, and they've done that. They've closed that $3.6 billion deficit. They're creating jobs, and that's what Washington needs to be doing.
Although, Amy Kramer, the state of Wisconsin also suggested that Scott Walker has to give a little bit. They took away his majority in the state Senate there. Now he's not going to be able to do what he did in the past.
Well, look, I mean, you know, Congress and the Senate, they change, they go back and forth, and, you know, that's what powers are about, you know, and balanced, you know, branches of government. And he got the legislation through last, you know, when he came into office in, at the beginning of 2011, and the reforms are working. The facts speak for themselves. Obviously, the people are happy with that, and it's what they want, and that's why they defeated this recall yesterday. And that's what's most important here, is that the reforms are working. You can't dispute the facts, and that is what people want. They want government to live within their means.
No, understood, Amy, but it is a fact that now the Democrats control the state Senate there. There will be no more reforms like you had in the past.
Well, that may be, but what I'm saying is that the reforms were put through last year, and they're working. The facts speak for themselves.
Okay, all right, now I hear what you're saying.
They'll have another election in 2 years, and if the people aren't happy, they can change the powers again.
And we'll see if there's a mandate that comes out of that. We're talking with Amy Kramer, chairman of the Tea Party Express, also joining us. Nick Nice, who is an organizer in Madison, Wisconsin, who is very much a part of the grassroots movement that started this recall. Nick, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, considering the circumstance. We got the Senate back, so I'm feeling positive about that. We'll see if Governor Walker is actually willing to, you know, sort of work and bridge the divide, as he likes to talk about. And I think it'll be an interesting session coming out here, trying to work with a democratically controlled Senate.
Although, Nick Nice, 7 percentage point of victory for Scott Walker. I mean, and everybody else survived. I mean, aside from that one senator, I mean, the lieutenant government survives. I mean, this seems to be a complete repudiation of what you and the, you know, feet on the ground there in Wisconsin tried to do in this recall.
Well, I think there's something that a lot of the national media maybe hasn't picked up on so much. Everybody made this into this union battle and, you know, the Walker side is, oh, the reforms are working. Yeah, you know, I'll come out and say it. I don't think that a lot of people really supported the way that both the unions and the Democrats handled this recall. I mean, the unions, you know, they wanted Kathleen Falk to win, and they sunk, I think it was about $4 million in to backing her. And that kind of alienated a lot of their base. And I myself am not a union member. I should say that now. And then with Barrett, you know, it was kind of a situation where he didn't run a good race in 2010, and people were well aware of that. And I thought he did a better job this time, but I think he didn't do enough to win over the people like myself. A lot of the people that were the, the boots on the ground, if you want to call them, there was a lot of apprehension about Barrett, and it just wasn't, it didn't generate into this fired up like, oh, we've got the candidate we want.
I hear you, Nick. So you're saying that there was a problem with Barrett, the candidate. The labor unions wanted Falk. But it sounds to me like, the day after the defeat, you're distancing yourself from the unions and there's a little bit of squabbling going on in this boots on the ground movement.
You could say the squabbling started the day after the recall was signed, and then people had to start aligning behind a different candidate. It just seemed to me that for whatever reason on the state level here, the Democratic Party just didn't have the organization together. And you can say on Walker's side, they're very unified behind their candidate.
Indeed.
All right, Nick, that's not arguable.
Let's stop looking backwards and let's look forward now. Nick and Amy. Nick, meet Amy. Amy, meet Nick.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Nick.
The two of you are going to have to work together now in the state of Wisconsin. What's your takeaway, or do you just sort of go back to your bunkers and live to fight another day? Nick?
You can't. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere if we just keep fighting with each other. I mean, I think that that's something that both sides can agree on.
That was a good opening, Nick. Amy?
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. Look, we just want what's best for this state and the people across the country. And none of these governments have their own money. They collect our money and spend our money. And we want the out-of-control spending to stop. And everybody's going to have to give a little bit. And that's really what it comes down to.
All right. How are you going to work together? How are you going to work with Nick, Amy?
Well, I mean, it's like I just said, everybody's going to have to, give a little bit, and
what are you going to give? What are you going to give?
What do you mean? What am I going to give? It's the people, electing sensible politicians that are fiscal conservatives that are willing to rein in this out of control spending.
All right, Nick, you've
said about power.
You've said that, Amy. Nick, what are you going to give?
Well, I think that if we have some policies that actually do rein in spending, because the fact remains that Walker actually raised the budget, that's something that nobody seems to discuss. So if we have some policies that can – everybody wants to rein in spending, but if you can do it without making drastic cuts to education and some of these vital services that we need in our state, that would be great. I think people can find some common ground.
You're listening to The Conversation the morning after the recall election in Wisconsin. Nick Nice, an organizer in Madison who was part of the recall. Amy Kramer, chairman of the Tea Party Express in Milwaukee. Nick and Amy, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.